All right, that's the answer, and it's more to reference. Okay, Ian, are the lipids...
Unlocking the lipids, what did you find out?
That it has something to do with the pineal gland.
Okay.
Ian, are the lipids taking on more living carbon when they're unlocked?
Potentially, but no.
Okay. In this unlocking exercise that you gave me, is that activating the spinal column in any way? Should I leave the question alone or rephrase it?
No, rephrase it.
Okay.
Rephrase it.
I want to know.
You're going at it backwards because you're trying to say this issue. Okay. You're trying to put the jigsaw to puzzle together without a picture of the cover. And you're saying, is this a corner piece or not? We go, well, it doesn't have two sides on it, so it can't be a corner piece. Okay. It has one side. Okay. That means it's a border. So you got to look for the circle to get the border together. And once you do that, then you can start sort of putting the colors together that match. But just don't put this jigsaw together with a pair of scissors. It don't come
okay.
out good.
All right. Thank you for that. I just rang a bell. Okay. I remember you asking me many moons ago to take my fist and put it in my armpit and see if it would fit.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that the activation point for this exercise?
Yes, good. You have been watching What's My Line.
Okay. No, that helps, and I can go back because I remember what you told me about that, but I don't have that note right here in short-term memory or in front of me, so I will move on to my next topic. But thank you for that. That opens up.
Yeah, that short-term memory is a bitch, ain't it? All but gone.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit crazy, but I'm dealing with it, Ian. I'm dealing with
but
it.
But the things you know. You
right.
know?
Yes.
You know?
After questioning.
You know?
I know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ian, this is my first attempt at dealing with... a connection of the Faraday
Uh-oh.
Cage.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Don't go there, Bert. He's going deep.
But this is, I don't care.
He doesn't care. That's even worse.
He's been accused of that before, too. So now what you going to
yeah.
do?
Okay. So, Ian, should I stop? I mean, can I proceed?
No, hell no. You got to, get it. Get what you
okay.
get.
Because these are like my first, because this is a big topic, Ian. This is a really big topic, and
okay.
I have some questions
okay.
to prove. Okay?
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
First issue of concern is that on Last What Youth, you were speaking with Nan and Alyssa regarding emotions
mm-hmm.
and not engaging emotions. And then Alyssa brought up something about reducing the plasma field. Is there a specific reason to reduce the plasma field?
You have to. What is the
you
plasma field? No, what is the plasma field? Plasma field?
Okay. The plasma field, according to what we discuss, it's a secondary motion that goes through the field generator, and the field generator is the hypothalamus.
Right. Exactly. Got it. So, now keep going. And the question is, if that's the case, why would it have to be reduced? Because it'd be too potent or pungent to stand presently. It wouldn't fit.
So
it has to be reduced.
It has to be reduced. So, then the clarifying point is that the plasma field is, but when you engage emotions, it increases the plasma field. That's what you're saying.
It doesn't increase, it expands. It expands it. You can't increase a field. You expand it. It's not one part is stronger than another part. The same strength. The same particles charged on both levels. So you're in the right circle. You got to bring it back now to say, oh, okay. So if it's going to fit in this space, we got to reduce it. You won't shorten the field or the span, but you reduce it. That's the point.
Oh.
Is that better or worse?
For me?
We don't care. Yeah, we like you.
No, you said better for worse. For me, it's like I said, it's pretty broad exactly. Because...
Well, then that's the part you want to develop then, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's why I opened up with this. This is my first probe in it because it's pretty big, pretty big. Because also, that's involving the angels.
But all that brag, with all that bragging there, you go again.
I'm not bragging. I am not bragging. I am not bragging. I'm not fucking bragging. But Ion, the angels are engaged the plasma field, so you want that we have to reduce it. So they want, they want through emotional to make you fly off to increase the plasma field, which will basically make someone burn out then. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. It's called ascend or die. That's what it's called. That's your
gotcha.
Choice. You're going to ascend or you're going to die.
Gotcha. Okay, so here's another question, and maybe you'll cut me off at the knees, but I'm gonna go proceed. Okay, we already outlined that.
And give it the old college try.
Yeah. But
oh, the bird from MSU. You want a summary of what you've been talking about, the plasmoid
okay.
And emotion.
The summary is from what you, Bob. Is that Ion was engaging Nan and Alyssa, and it was Ion warned Nan about getting very emotional because of the angels, and then Alyssa came on and piggybacked off of that about not engaging emotions to reduce your plasma field. And Ion said that we do want to reduce our plasma field by not engaging emotions.
So that's where you've gotten?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
And if you have too much plasma field, what does that do, Ion?
It won't fit. It won't fit in the system, in your body, in your realm, in your world, in your capacity. It'll overload you. Mm-hmm. You'll be overloaded.
Mm-hmm. And that would not be conducive to ascension, I imagine.
No, because total fucked up biology says you can't be bigger than the sum total that you are. Unless you have a problem with your mother figure.
Hey,
right?
Bert?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Left.
When Scott read Wall Thornhill, he came out of that saying, Ion is a plasmoid. Because this guy had an electric foundation for the universe. So, but what I'm saying is emotions are connected to plasmoid. Plasmoids are in matter. That's how emotion and matter intertwined, which literacy separated. So does that help you there? The plasma field is linked with emotions. And what are emotions? Aren't they the inner kingdom? And the plasma field is the outer kingdom? And they meet. Remember, Ion says the outer kingdom, the inner kingdom, meet through the middle kingdom.
Middle kingdom.
That explains the connection with emotion. You know, outer kingdom meets, that's plasma, meets emotions through the middle kingdom. So the middle kingdom is the way they connect. They seem, on the surface, emotions have nothing to do with matter. But when you bring in the middle kingdom, which is the text...
Does that mean they don't matter?
That's what Captain Beefheart said. He said, the stars are matter, we're matter, but it don't matter. That was in a lyric of a song.
It don't matter to me.
Right. So, the middle kingdom is the place of interplay. which we brought up at the beginning of the show. What was that called, Carolyn? Tombotech? The rub. No, that's
the
where
rub,
the rub
yes.
is.
The rub.
Yeah, is in the Middle Kingdom. Is that a nice way to talk about it, Ion?
Are you sure you're not talking about your new St. Louis rib?
No, not talking about that. So look at this, Bert. You visualize the plasma, the matter, that's called efficient causality. And that got enhanced with the printed book. So people have separation of head and heart. And the electric age throws you back into immense emotional tactility.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to a need to balance matter with emotion, and people like to bring in spirit. Matter, mind, was it matter, spirit, and emotion? Matter, mind, body, matter, mind, physical. So, no, not matter, mind. So, what is it? Body, mind, spirit. So, the reintegration of the pre-book effect, where there's no separation between head and heart, is what's causing the crisis in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because our institutions are based on printing press, yet we all live in an emotional, electric, plasma world.
Yes.
So does Thornhill's plasma theory that Scott took from it relevant, Ion? Or, I remember
no,
you saying they got it all backwards.
It doesn't apply. I mean, it's got some word, three or four of the words match, and of course, that'll give you Scott a PhD right there, three words
yeah.
in a book. So that'll
yeah.
do that. But after that, it's kind of hard to run it much beyond that, you see.
Right. So your plasma field
what
is
year is
differently.
It? What year is it, Bert? What year is it, Bert?
Don't get distracted, Bert. Does the plasma field that
important.
You define be way different from Thornhill? What is the plasma field, Bert? He said yes. What is it? What are we referring to?
It's a secondary motion that goes into a field generator. That we're
that's a secondary emotion that goes into a field generator. That's plasma?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Plasma field.
Plasma
well,
field.
Is that what Mike Adams was trying to describe in the private session with the cyber talk he was doing?
Oh my God! You need me to play some Dylan, Bob? Are you getting sleepy? You falling out there? That was a nice show. Can I play some Dylan for you? Come on now! We can't pay the bills if you don't show up to work, Bob. We can't do this without you. So you know how that goes. That was like a million young.
Listen to this.
He's fixed his phone.
Hey,
now we can hear him.
I know what I'm talking about, and you don't. So listen to me. Stop fucking improvising out of thin air. Now listen to this. He likes that. The development of self-assembling nanotech biocircuits has progressed. That's the kind of talk when you say plasma is emotion. Self-assembly nanotech. In vitro, after injection.
In vitro.
Yeah, in vitro. So, Bert, plasma is half machine and half emotion. Half matter and half emotion. Half eye and half ears.
So was John Henry.
Right, so you see how McLuhan's eye-ear thing comes in here, Bert? You know, we're talking about...
Yeah, Baudrillard... See how Baudrillard was wrong here, Bert?
Yeah. Baudrillard missed out on the basics of the sensory operations. The eye-ear interplay melted in tactility. So our senses are our organs. They're our self-assembling biocircuits.
How many stops does your organ have? How many stops does your organ have, Bob?
How many Scots?
Stocks. Does your organ have?
Stocks. What's that? No, 128.
128. Oh, no, 129.
No, 128. No, 129.
120. Yeah, there is. The last one, the last stop is the building that the organ is in. That's also
okay.
A stop. That's a stop, too.
All right.
So that's what contains it. And that's your reverb. That's what you do with your past true perfect tense. You reverb.
So, Bert, you have to get into what's the difference between emotion and matter, or plasma, which is made up of emotion and, what was the phrase? Emotion and plasma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And foie gras. Don't forget foie gras.
Yeah, emotion is ear, plasma, matter, visualization, mapping of what the outer kingdom looks like. That's eyeball stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eye and ear, which involves our senses. And our senses are either part of the fall or very important probes. Only a set of people can handle the sensory life properly.
Yes.
They're in the world, but not of it. Let's see what Cyber Somerset says about this.
Now he's going to start quoting Oral Roberts. Yeah, now he's going to start quoting Oral Roberts.
And 122 of Ezekiel.
Evelyn.
Let's see.
And Evelyn,
what's Cyber
Evelyn,
saying
Oral
about
Oral and Evelyn Roberts.
He says, well, they were fighting, Cyber and Smotum, hours ago. Mm-hmm. Great, Phil. Saves on post. And I might pick up some drops. Cheers. They look genuine. I wanted to confirm somebody here perfectly. What the hell? Cyber is just now contemplating buying the drops? That
what?
Explains a lot. That's crazy. That's what it seems like, what he just said. I know he was asking about where the drops are.
To be fair, Legend got on him, and it didn't go so good for him.
No. Yeah. Looking for the talk of RNA drops. Where are they, Cyber? How far back? I have to go back to older results.
Reset your thing. Reset your thing. You're here. An hour ago, reset.
And old Minimax, every time I ask a question, he's never around to answer.
Oh, he's there, all right, but he doesn't want to go toe-to-toe, Bob. He wants to stay hand to dick.
Hand to dick. Okay, back to you, Bert. Cyber should comment on... here it is. Phil says, yes, they're very good. Look at this. Phil has to say, they're very good, Cider. You need to get on with it before the shit hits the fan. Get yourself some Remag as well as the drops. Also, the vitamin D is now essential.
Goodness.
Holy shit. Phil's down there in the sewer with idiots who are too busy watching vlogs all day long and missing out the basic point here. How the hell, Cyber, did you miss that? And then Cyber says, yeah, I'll go check him out. He checks him out and says, yeah, it sort of looks pretty good. Boy, that's pretty bad, yeah. Cyber. You're a bot. Cyber is a bot.
He's going to lose his pinch.
Oh, yeah. I clicked on it, Carolyn, and I was going to ask you. You search for RNA drops. Botanica Health, right? That's, yeah. Maybe that's why he's such a stick in the mud. He wasn't going to get it until he could get it locally, you know, in his drugstore. Yeah, it's been there 5 years. Yeah, you better stop watching Dark Journalists, Cyber, and everybody else that you watch. Get back to here, start doing your homework around Eindhoven. We're the only people, the only game in town, for fuck's sake.
But now, the Empty Man, you can watch the Empty Man. That'll do you some good. I'll tell you.
Why? Why him? The Empty Man. Who's that? Hollow Man? The T.S. Eliot fan?
No. Bert knows. Bert knows everything.
Yeah, Bert, who are the Empty Men?
I have no idea at this point, Bob. I have to look. I don't know everything.
It's a movie.
Empty Man.
He made us watch it when Karen was stomped down Hail Hill.
I made you watch
after the quiet ones.
Oh, I heard of this movie. Yeah, it's a supernatural horror thriller film, Bob. It's a horror film.
I don't care about that. But the point is, Ian's confused. He thinks you told him. And you had heard of it. So he thinks if you're having it in your brain, you're telling him.
We said, are we on mute? We said
we are on
that,
mute.
We said that Bert made us watch it. That's what we said.
Yeah, and that's not true. Bert didn't even know about it.
It most certainly is. Most certainly is.
Did you know about it, Bert? Did you tell them to watch it?
There's a lot of things that he knows that he don't say, that he can't recall.
Bert, did you tell them to watch Empty Head?
Ion just gave me the out, Bob. I do not recall telling Ion to watch Empty Head.
Yeah. I do not recall most communications that Ion claimed that I had with
it. He didn't tell us he made it. He didn't tell
okay,
us.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
okay.
Even worse. Bert doesn't even know. He didn't. It was his subconscious, which you're reading all the time, Ion.
Ion, should I watch Empty Man?
No,
Bert,
get back to
work. Well, it certainly would help you reduce your plasma field for sure.
Oh, okay. Okay, Ion, let's go to the next one.
Too emotional, right, Bert? If you're reducing your plasma field, you're reducing your emotional life, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Or refocusing it. Just because something's small doesn't mean it's not important.
Look at this. Look at Cyber now, because we drew attention to him. He's used to being in the background. He says, Bob, I've been listening to you two idiots for 12 years, and I'm still here. Well, that's the problem. You shouldn't be here anymore. You would consider us idiots. What kind of idiot are you to listen to two idiots for 12 years? Stop your whining.
I've been looking forward to your ill-advised, ill-gotten advice for 12 years, and I don't like it. I've not learned anything.
And you should be a caller instead of a listener.
That's right. He can't even insult me properly. He gets it all backwards. I've been happy to you two idiots for 12 years, and I'm still here. You're still here because you haven't been talking to us. You're stranded. You're paralyzed. And he says, I've just run out of my original bottles he got 10 years ago.
He used one
every 6 months.
That's a joke.
Phil's there yelling and screaming at him. Phil's getting all plasmoid with him.
Yeah. Just run out. You need to take at least 30 drops per day, and you made it with the bottle last for 5 years. He's thinking, Bob.
Oh, now Phil's getting mad. Your pension ain't going to work either. That's what that little emoji means.
pick up your drops at the what do you call it? The pharmacy.
At the unemployment
pick
center.
Pick it up at the pharmacy. Pick it up at the pharmacy before your credit runs out.
You see how these people reduce us to mean jackasses? You know, it's not our fault. We wouldn't be like this if we weren't prompted by such idiocy. And Steve-O, he's looking for a fight.
Wait. This is the best of all the best. It's ever been the best. It's better than us. And we're pretty damn good. Look at Cider's response. I had to stop taking them as an awake. Check this out. As the drops made me not give a fuck. And I am
no enough. That's the best testimony you've ever heard, Jim. I'm putting that one on my site. I had to stop taking them. It's a problem to not give a shit, and I know enough already.
Yeah. I couldn't take the drops. I had to walk my sidewalk.
I had to be a postman. Steve-O says, would so-called positive emotions have the same effect as negative? That might be a good question. I don't know.
You need to watch The Empty Man to figure that out.
Oh, shit. You people got to watch movies.
Oh, shit.
I don't have to do that. With so-called positive emotions, the same effect as negative. They have effects. What does it matter if they have the same effect or not?
Wrong question. The right question, Bob, is, how do you determine a positive or negative emotion?
Well, that's what he's wondering.
No, he said
backwards.
Either.
Is there a difference? Yes, there is a difference. How you respond to them is the key.
So if you respond to it positive and you respond to it negative, both got responded to, how does that change?
Nothing. You got two responses.
Okay.
You got to figure out who's going to tolerate one or the other. That's why you have others. Social communication. You find out whether your emotion you're going to express will have a certain effect or not. That's the drama of cognition.
Okay. Drama we weren't sure.
Impercipient circuit of perceptual currents. Reacting to currents of emotion.
Would that be like a torrent?
Looks like they got currents.
Would that be like a torrent?
No. Could be a torrent.
Are you sure?
But not always.
Oh.
Made Ion pause. Can't say I made him think. He went, oh. Okay, Bert, where's this go?
Okay, next question.
In the pantry.
Bob.
In the pantry, Bob. In the pantry, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, Ion. I have your words. We already just spoke about the plasma field is created by a secondary motion going through the field generator. The field generator is the hypothalamus. And I have wordy words that you said that the skull is a perfect Faraday cage. And just this past what youth, when you were speaking with Alyssa, you laid out a new reference to the plasma. But you said that Daniel 2:44 was an example of a plasma sheath. Is there an organ in the meat sac that creates the plasma sheath?
Yes.
Is it the pericardium?
I'm not going to get that right now.
So you link the plasma, the something, and the generator, and the emotions. Could you read that sentence again?
Okay. These are words I outlined in the meat sack, that the plasma field is created by a secondary motion going through a field generator. And
okay, so hold it. Created by plasma field created by a secondary motion. Secondary emotion. And then that's going through something.
A field generator.
No, created by a secondary motion. What's the next preposition?
Plasma field is created by a secondary motion going through a field generator.
And what kind of generator? Field?
Field.
Yeah. I remember that sentence. Yeah. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay. And the field generator is the hypothalamus, Bob.
Oh, put in brackets, hypothalamus, okay.
Yes. And there are words that Ion said that the skull is a perfect Faraday cage.
The skull?
Yes, the skull.
Well, plasma field created by a secondary motion going through a field generator, which is a hypothalamus. Where do I place the skull in that sentence?
What's the question?
For me, Aya? You told me I wouldn't.
Anybody that talked to anybody, well, then go to the next one.
All right.
What's the skull, Carol? It's a what?
The skull is a perfect Faraday cage.
Oh, yeah. Is that a result of the interaction of the secondary emotion, the plasma field, and the generator? No one wants to answer that one.
Well, I don't know, Bob. I was just laying out words.
Saying. Yeah, it's all coming gobbledygook to us, too.
The skull is a perfect Faraday cage. Is the content of a Faraday cage the interaction of the plasma field, the secondary emotion, and the field generator? That a Faraday cage altogether? Or is the skull just a cage, a frame, and the content has nothing to do with it, the Faraday cage? content being the plasma field, secondary motion, and the hypothalamus. You follow what I'm saying, Bert?
Yes, but
Listen, he says a bunch of words, yes, but. It's kind of, that's right, Bert, trying to tear his ass up, all this stuff. He learned two goddamn words, and now he's a PhD candidate. What do they mean?
What's he saying, Carolyn? What were you laughing at, Carolyn? What was he laughing
at? You always try to put it, smash it all together, like smash it.
Like Mike Adams.
Yeah, like a bunch of wet noodles.
Spaghetti.
Bob, what you were doing is I was just noting these certain areas.
You blipped out, Bert.
The plasma field generator.
You blipped out, Bert. Start over again. You noticed something?
What you just outlined was just words that I have, what Ion laid out, what's in the meat sack. And I asked them, because Ion laid out on the last What Youth to Alyssa a plasma sheath. S-H-E-A-T-H. And I asked, is there an organ in the meat sack that creates that? And I said that I'm not going to get that right now.
Hmm. Did you try to get it tonight?
Yes.
Sort of.
Yes. But they told me I was not going to get it. After I just asked the question maybe 5 minutes ago. So I'm going to go on my next question. Okay, Ion, also we've had discussions where you've outlined that chi and a Faraday cage interact.
Of course.
Okay. Now, when I looked at that, I'm like, wait a minute. But I actually have words where you say that, you know, we won't need chi, but we also have that you gave me the chi obfuscation formula. So would the chi obfuscation formula be the fact that it works in fields, the Faraday cage?
Okay. So break that down now. You said some words.
Okay.
Apply it.
Okay. Will the chi obfuscation formula apply to the Faraday cage?
Okay, we got to get somewhere from here, so we got to pull it back. So you're going to have to find the dot, start the dot to make the dot work. Because otherwise, you're going to get the answer to the question. You're not going to know any more than you did when you started. So what do you want to do?
Okay, we're going to go back then, go even further. Mm-hmm. Okay, when we spoke about the chi obfuscation formula, the chi obfuscation formula deals with the pineal gland.
That's right. Correct.
So does the pineal gland engage the Faraday cage?
If we say yes, will you leave it alone? Because if you say no, that's also true, but you have to go through a whole bunch of crap.
Yes. I can accept that and go sit further through, because you said earlier something about the pineal gland. So yes, I can accept that. Because I don't want to say no and go through a bunch of crap. So my answer is...
The pineal gland must be associated because it's in the skull. And
the
skull is a Faraday cage, so it's in there. But the pineal gland is interesting because supposedly all it does, and medicine doesn't even know all that it does, they just say it makes melatonin and some serotonin. Now, the intestines make 95% of the serotonin, so the pineal's not doing much. So, Ion, what more does the pineal do? You talk about being so important, and medicine just says, a bit of melatonin, bit of serotonin. What does the pineal do?
Us? You talking to us?
Ion, what does the pineal do, Ion?
It is critical. It is critical to ascension. It's the thing that gets activated and enlarged to create the synovial fluid.
Okay. Bob, you're muted.
That's the pineal gland?
Pineal
gland, which is connected to the synovial fluid.
It is becoming activated and enlarged to create the synovial fluid. And I guess what I'm thinking then, the synovial fluid, which lubricates the joints right now, the synovial fluid must be lubricating other parts of the body to help ascension. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Ion?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Where's the pituitary gland come in?
Never mind. I'm busy with the pineal. So, Ion, this business about the pineal being calcified, do we have to overcome the calcification to then get to the next stage of an ascending pineal?
No.
Is calcification interfering with ascension or helping ascension?
Okay.
Is calcification? Yeah, you don't want to answer if calcification.
No, we'll try. We're going to try, but we don't want to confuse because that needs to be developed and spun. I mean, we're spinning.
Okay. Enough. Yeah, enough said. Okay, good. Thank you. Bob, what did you want to say?
What did you write down? What did you connect?
That I'll have to, myself or Bert will have to dig more into the pineal to make these connections.
And how it relates to the synovial fluid.
How, if calcification is in the way, et cetera, but we get a big scoop here. We've got, like, a mind-blowing scoop.
The pineal gland does engage the Faraday cage.
And it,
via the synovial fluid.
Yeah, and the pineal is critical to ascension. It gets activated and becomes enlarged to create the synovial fluid, and the synovial fluid is lubricating the parts of the body to help ascension. Ascension.
Good.
So there. Yes. And back to Bert or Bob.
Okay, Ion. Last year in May, we had a discussion regarding the pericardium. The Faraday cage, and we came up with that the pericardium is where the lipids, chi, and the Faraday cage are synced. But then you also laid out that the pericardium, it would be the pulse capacitor for the Faraday cage. So my question is, would the pulse capacitor contain the plasma field of the emotions?
The pericardium?
Yes.
Did you say pericardium? I put down pericardium and chi and Faraday cage are linked. Is that what you said?
Yeah, okay. I'll do it slower, Bob. The first statement is that pericardium is where the lipids, chi, and the Faraday cage are synced.
Okay, you said you got blipped out. The pericardium and lipids.
Pericardium is where the lipids, chi, and Faraday cage are synced.
Right, where lipids, chi, and Faraday cage.
Yes, are synced. And then I did a follow-up question, and Ion outlined that the pericardium would be the pulse capacitor for the Faraday cage.
What was that? Is that sentence again?
Pulse would, The pericardium would be the pulse capacitor. For the Faraday cage.
Like you've seen a ghost. What's up?
Talking to me, Ian?
Sort of.
So here, here's what I got, Bert. Reduce one's plasma field by reducing emotions. Plasma field created by a secondary emotion going through a field generator, which is the hypothalamus. The skull is a perfect Faraday cage. The pineal gland does engage the Faraday cage via the synovial fluid, which is a bodily lubricant. Pericardium is where lipids, chi, and Faraday cage are synced. Pericardium is the pulse capacitor for the Faraday cage. So you've got pericardium. How many separate words are there that float around the pericardium? You've got, right, those three. And then the other things are pineal gland, hypothalamus, and synovial fluid. So there's two sets of three. And then you bring in the hypothalamus and the plasma field itself. And emotion. So you get three threes, emotion, plasma field, and field generator. Then lipids, chi, and Faraday cage, and pericardium, synovial fluid, and Faraday cage. Is that right? Those are the three threes?
You said, it sounds like
there's
you have
Bob
said...
Bob's mushing them together again.
I'm making a chart.
See, there we go. Hoops, there it is. He's going to make a... He's going to have to hurry up and finish his chart, but he hadn't got quite up to Diamond and Silk yet, so he's kind of looking for...
We did. We put Diamond and Silk in the chart. The chart's finished. We actually finished it the other day. Yep. But, no, you're getting the threes. Lipids, G, and Faraday cage. Pericardium. Synovial fluid. And Faraday cage. The skull. Pineal. Oh, yeah, pineal, synovial, Faraday. Lipids, G, Faraday. Plasma field and pericardium, Faraday. Three threes, with each one's got a Faraday cage word. So there's two pairs, there's pairs that go with the Faraday cage three times. And that's all of them interacting. And a pair in apple tree.
No, no, what? Père Noël. A Père Noël.
Yeah, Père Noël. is a way of remembering the parts, Carolyn. They interact prolifically, creating consciousness. Does that create consciousness, Ion? Or degrees of consciousness?
Maybe. You've never been conscious. How would you know?
We figured out consciousness, Bert. That's never happened before.
No.
I'll make a press conference tomorrow. And nobody will show up. Nobody will back me up.
Okay, Ian. So the question is, would the pulse capacitor, pericardium, contain the plasma field of the emotions?
Only through the hypothalamus.
Right.
Ah, Kellen, he said right. Kellen laughs. See, Kellen gets knocked off the bus.
But the wheels on the bus go round and round.
So Bob did it again. I made a lucky guess. I'm a psychic scientist.
So the pulse capacitor connects to the hypothalamus ion? That's what you just admitted to Bob?
I disagreed. Yeah, you disagreed with that.
Why does Qigong attach to Bertrand?
Ion attaches to a lot of things in the body.
So does this statement.
Okay, gotcha. All right, good. Okay, now, Ion, then we're going to the big question, and this probably be... No, I have some few other ones, but this is a serious one. The lotus flower and the pea brain. And you gave me, an answer in April 2019 that you're saying that a pea brain would allow you to know the difference between a non-blooming and a bloomed lotus. So my question is, will the pea brain be the source of synesthesia in the meat sack?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm saying that, I'm going to add a little more words and it'll probably be too much, is that it seems, looking at the pea brain, that is like something that does work with the autonomic system, but it allows you to know from a sense-wise. Should I rephrase my question now that I've fucked it up?
No, you can develop it. Just come on. You got it. Let's go.
Okay. Boy, there were some words I had for the pea brain. Tag on it. Okay. The reason why they brought that up is that you're saying you'd be able to know the difference between a non-blooming and a bloomed lotus flower, so you would know the difference. So will the pea brain be the source of knowing, the knower? Is the pea brain the knower? Try it again.
Brought the big guns, did you?
No. Hold on. Because the pea brain is part of the nervous system. There's a lot of references you've given us with the pea brains. And the one big one, the last one, which caused me to bring this question up, is that the pea brain is what the synovial fluid runs to and what the spinal fluid flows from. So that's the autonomic system involving those fluids. And you're saying that you'd be able to know if you have a non-blooming and a bloomed lotus flower. So there's some type of sense involved in that, in a knowing.
Well, yeah. See, that's the whole thing. It's got to enlarge for you to ascend. So if you go through all the process, but your pineal gland doesn't ascend, you ain't going nowhere.
Okay, so that goes back to what you said earlier, the pineal gland. Okay, so then that's something, Carolyn, So there's more to dig out with the pineal gland, because I remembered something, but I'm holding it back because you told me something a long time ago about the pineal gland. But I'll give with Carolyn on that as well. Okay, thank you for that, Ian. Thank you for that.
Get something exciting. Get something exciting now and all this damn boring shit. Do something fun.
Okay. Then this may be boring.
So the pea brain is still, I'm not sure where it's positioned.
Ion just alluded to that there's a connection between the pea brain and the pineal gland, and that's something that we spoke earlier, Bob, that we have to dig out more on the pineal gland.
Right. And then you've got the pituitary theory.
Yes, that's in there. Okay, Ion.
Remember, the hypothalamus is the heart more than what we think of the heart. So there's your emotion world.
Yeah, the synced. The hypothalamus and the pericardial fluid are synced together.
Yeah.
If you do it right, they are.
Right.
Okay, Ion, you got another question?
Yeah, I have two. Ion, just a short checkup. In 2019 October, I caught that you mentioned to Brent that the super sugar shifted. And it shifted from the C-122-H-198-097 to C-122. It switched from C-122-H-197-098 to C-122-H-198-097. Has there been further shift to super sugar? Or still C-122-H-198-097. Is it still that? Is that boring also? Or should I rephrase it?
No, no, we're not mad. We're just developing. Get a line, let's go. You get a line, I get a pole.
Okay. In October 6, 2019, we had a conversation.
Yeah.
It's because I noticed that you were speaking with Brent and you gave a different numbering atoms for hydrogen and oxygen in the super sugar formula.
Right.
And I'm asking,
right.
Is the super sugar still C122H198097? Is it still in that formula?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so it hasn't shifted, but it did
so
shift.
So oxygen is not depleting on the super sugar at this point?
That'll be the only. We said some many times that that'll be the only oxygen left is the one bound into a nose.
Wow. It'll be the only oxygen left, the 097 in super sugar insulinose. Yeah. You're muted.
It'll be contained in our drops, our super sugar.
Correct.
So I'll write that. What is that? The oxygen, last bunker for the oxygen is our formula. The oxygen. Bunker for oxygen is C122 hydrogen
197 Waldorf salad.
There, we got it.
Bert, how much? Bert, how much celery you put in Waldorf salad?
I don't know. I enjoy the Waldorf salad, but I couldn't tell you how much. How much? How many celery would you put in a Waldorf salad, Ian?
How many what?
How much celery? You just asked me. I'm asking you because I don't know.
Oh, you got it. Depends on the size that you're making. So if you got a pretty good size apple, like the larger, smaller than a softball, but larger than a baseball, then you got two ripe bananas.
Stop these recipes, Ed, Bert. Stop that. No more
don't
recipes.
You just hold on. You hold on a minute. And then you take macadamia nuts, about a small handful, and smash them just a little bit. And then you take walnuts and put them in there,
walnut.
And
yeah,
then,
walnut.
And then you take one, to that recipe, you take one big stalk of celery and slice it and chop it up and put it in there. Put a little lemon juice in there so that the bananas don't turn yellow and the apples don't turn brown. I mean, the bananas turn black. You know how they do. So you need some citrus in there. That helps you salad. Then you put probably 2 tablespoons of good mayonnaise if you don't make it. Unless you make your own aioli. But a good mayonnaise is okay. Stir it up good and then put it in the refrigerator and then let it get cold and then eat it.
Thank you for that, Ion.
Okay, thank you very much, Ion. Are you finished?
How was your birthday? How was your birthday? It's our turn. How was your birthday?
Dare Shern.
Good.
Say Dare Shern, Bert.
Sir Sharon, Wonder Sharon, Wunderbar.
Sir Sharon.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Sir Sharon, Wunderbar.
Sir Sharon.
Gilgamook. Guggenheim.
Okay, Ian, two easy questions. I just came on this, someone sent me a video. Petrified wood. Is petrified wood a sign that there was negative pH at one time before?
It's the effect of negative pH. It's almost like you're running the pH so high that it actually makes it a negative.
Wow, okay. So
even living water now is coming with a higher pH, which is strange.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. How's it taste, Bob?
It's okay. Not dramatic, but I like it. Like having it.
Not dramatic? What do you mean not dramatic? You've never had anything dramatic in your whole living life. You buried children, and that wasn't dramatic. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean dramatic? It's not good. It is good. You like it. You don't like it. What's
living
up?
Water has more. What are we writing here? Has more pH, Carol?
Yes,
higher? Higher or more?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Higher pH.
Higher. And pH is small p, capital H, right? Living water has now has higher
potential,
pH.
Potential for hydrogen.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that.
What did you notice about it?
Nothing.
What does pH taste like, Bob? Fuck.
pH tastes like living water.
What does living water taste like, Bob?
Like pH. Higher pH.
Is it still sweet or not too sweet? It's good, it's not good, it's light, it's right, it's tight.
None of that. It's all good, but I don't know what it is.
Think you about fell off the chain. You went out. You went out. You're like Glenn. You didn't use it so long, you don't know how to use it now. We got to get you back in the battle.
That's right, yeah. It's a little odd right now. I agree.
Oh, okay. Do you get it cold or no? You should get it cold.
No, not cold.
You should get it cold. It's great.
I should get it cold, Carol.
Try it. Try the difference. See if you like it better or not. Not ice cold,
right.
But just put it in that box. You know where the meat goes. That box that doesn't have any food in it, you can put it in there to fit.
Yeah.
There's no food in it. Remember?
Okay, that's recipe talk. Bert, what's your last point? You must
last
move
point.
On, Bert.
Last topic, Ian.
How to engage living water is not recipe talk, balls.
That's right.
Ian, I heard you mention earlier to Greg that the winds have changed. And Friday we did
to the chagrin of many, they have changed.
You know why they've changed, Bert? It's the dead people coming. Yeah, the winds have changed because dead people are coming into the world, and that's in my private session tonight.
Okay, Ion, when we were doing our descent, and we were like 8,000 feet up, and we were descending down this Alp, the winds were crazy, and some wind blew into my eye and caused my right eye to tear. And because of what I was doing, I just wiped it, but I had to keep going. And
it's
I thought
they'd do anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that was I was in in enemy territory then. That was enemy territory because they were, and that one side of the Alp when we were coming down, it was nothing but wind blowing. And when I first started, the wind hit my air and a big glob of tears. So my question is, can you tell? Because I didn't see an angel. But can you tell when the angels are on your tears? Is there a way that you can tell? That they're on your tears?
Yes. Of course. You ain't a baller. You don't. Jack's our baller. You don't ball.
No.
So if you start crying, then that's what they're after. You're not emotional.
But I wasn't no emotional. It was just because the wind blew through and called
right.
my eye.
Right, that's why I'm so much time with them. They're sneaky, they're tricky.
Damn. Okay. All right. Then I thought so, but you know, like I said, I just wiped it out and kept rolling. But it was like, damn, what the fuck is that? And I thought, okay, I'll ask Ian. It's okay. So my knower was correct. Okay, so I was in enemy territory. But that's really wild, Ian. How that wind? I mean, the winds are crazy here anyway. But that was. Not normal. Okay, thank you for that verification. Thank you.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you so much. Okay, Bob, Carolyn, thank you so much. Ian, thanks a lot.
What was the last topic?
I got a tape.
Oh, yeah, when did that happen?
Friday. Friday. It was a six-hour hike
down
in
an album.
Alp.
You were
mountain.
In the mountain.
You got a tear,
and you want to know about the angel relationship.
Large tears. A large amount of tears in my right eyeball.
Yeah.
By the wind. Because the winds were crazy.
Mm-hmm.